What's up, Girls Night gang, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night with Alexis Woodas. Hello, hello, hello. Monday, we meet again. And Girls Night gang, I know this is a new week, so we are going to project positive energy for this week because this episode, first of all, I had 5 guests planned for this week. Every single person bailed on me. And does that make me a loser? No, God was just testing me this week, and I'll get right into it. But yes, today is going to be just me and the Girls Night Gang. The Girls Night Gang and I, you guys are going to be my therapist that I'm not going to pay. But if you want to listen, it's so awkward doing a podcast alone in your room and also naked. I don't know why I needed to inform you guys on that. Now, if you have like a visual, like if you're having a visual of me, I have underwear on though, so it's like not that creepy. But I made Tyler leave because when he's just around, like I just feel this like Michael Myers type of energy. Like I feel his presence, so I need him to just be out of the house. He just like stares at me, like, and I'm like, what are you looking at? Like, he might be a serial killer for all we know. I have no idea, but like it's becoming a problem. I'm just like, because he's a man of few words, and Michael Myers doesn't talk at all, so they're quite similar, if you ask me. But okay, so I know this is a new week, so I want to start off this week with a positive note because what I have been through the past 2 weeks, I mean, I know my problems are minuscule. I don't know if that's the right word. Are not a big deal at all. I know there's bigger problems going on in the world, but this is Girls Night with Alexis Woodas, and I am going to talk about what is going on with me, okay? And if you guys ever want a therapy session with me, DM me. I am always here for you. And before I get down to business, I want to let you guys know that I am so dedicated to this podcast, and I have such a vision of where we are going to take this podcast. I have to be so much more consistent, and that is my main goal. My main goal is just to have a place for all of us to come, escape the outside world, and be weird, and be funny, and literally just have a girls' night in without actually being together. That's my main goal. I just want to have fun. I want to make you guys laugh, entertain you. And I am working my ass off on the YouTube, getting the clips together for the Instagram. I am so behind. I am so sorry. I will be back on track. I just need to recap you guys on the past 2 weeks. And then I hope you will understand. But yes, my goal is to take this podcast to the next level. Like, I want us all to win. One day, I envision myself standing up, winning an E People's Choice Award. And I want all the Girls Night gang there with me. And then I'll throw a party and I'll buy you guys all shots. And if I'm even rich enough, I'll buy you guys whatever you want. So, like, let's get it popping, ladies. So tell your friends. Tell your mom, tell your boyfriend, tell your girlfriends and your sister, tell your cousin, tell your grandma. Leave a review, like and subscribe. The YouTube is up and running, but it is not fully finished, okay? Okay, but bear with me, guys. I am so passionate about this. I love connecting with you guys. I love talking, obviously. Can't you tell? But, okay, so therapy time. And then we'll get to ADHD. I think we're going to end the podcast with ADHD thoughts. But, okay, so I came back from the Mykonos trip. I was feeling amazing. I don't know how any person that would go to Europe for 20 days and drink like I did, maybe get the amount of tequila I drank and the, you know, the other stuff. But Girls Night Gang, guess who slid in to my DMs? Party Smart, the magical pills company, baby. So, guys, we got magic pills for life. I'm sending you a pill, you a pill, you a pill. My hangovers now are on a whole nother level. So Party Smart all day, every day. I didn't even get paid to say that. I literally found out about them and they changed my life. And I hope they're changing your guys' life too, because I put them up on the Instagram story and I hope they're working for you guys as much as they did for me. I was so desperate in Mykonos that I actually tried to order them on Amazon, but it was $150. It was also for shipping to Greece for the party pills. That's how much I needed them. But also to get a COVID test out of Greece, we all had to pay $200. I thought that was kind of weird. But anyways, okay. So I was feeling great. I literally got back Monday. My laptop was stolen at the airport. So I went straight to work, did the podcast about my Mykonos trip. Then the next day, did two podcasts with Amanda and Bibiana. How I was alive and just still had energy was kind of bugging me out, but I mean, I was going with it. I was happy. I didn't have like any, you know, when you get those like vacation scaries, that wasn't me. Anyways, I did the two podcasts with Bibiana and Amanda. I hope you guys enjoyed them. I wanted Amanda to tell us some more Josh Allen Murray stories, but, you know, she is shy and you have to respect that. But her Josh Allen Murray stories were so good. I was like, Amanda, bring the heat on the podcast. But, I mean, it's not my stories to tell, but I was like, Amanda, give me something. Who slid into your DM? She was like, an actor. I'm like, what movie? No, I'm kidding. I love you, Amanda, but I wanted you to, she has some funny ass stories, like insane. And I was like, I want the Girls Night listeners to know too. What the hell? So I hope you enjoyed the one with Amanda, but Bibiana was so grateful because she has been super upset with her breakup. So she was really, really happy after doing the Girls Night podcast with us, because that is all I want. I just want people to come on here, feel no judge zone, just feel free, like you're with your girls, you can drink, you can do whatever you want. I don't care. I don't want you to care. It's judge-free zone, and then it's blah, blah, blah. It's an escape from reality for 30 to 40 minutes. And I think it's also important for, maybe it's just your time, it's your self-care time for your mental health. Like, you listen to my voice. I think that's kind of not weird or anything. Okay, so I recorded the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. And I promise I will be better every day. I need to get better with content. I need to get better with everything and just making this podcast better than ever. Like, call her daddy who? You know what I'm saying? But okay. So I am flying through the week. I'm literally working, grinding, getting all my shit done. I'm like, how am I surviving? So Thursday night after I record the podcast, I go to the gym at about 8:30. And, you know, I'm walking with pep in my step, just listening to Thought Shit by Megan Thee Stallion, thinking that I can get her ass. And I'm walking towards the sauna, and I get a shooting pain in my stomach. When I tell you, I felt like it was period cramps times a million. And I just start sweating. It was the strangest thing in the entire, I didn't even work out yet. I was just putting my headphones on, about to play Thought Shit. And I literally had to shit. So I go into the bathroom. My stomach is like just shooting pains, but nothing is coming out. So I am just drenched. It looked like I ran a 20-mile marathon in Florida, in the Florida Keys. I don't know. I had a brain fart just right now, but I'm just having flashbacks of the moment in the toilet, and I'm freaking out already. I'm having PTSD. So I am at the gym in the toilet. It looks like I had a full-blown workout class in the bathroom, but no, it was just me trying to poop for a solid 2 hours. I was texting Tyler, send an ambulance. This is the way I'm gonna go. I know it. Like, I was in the worst pain. And all of a sudden, a moment of, like, I felt like the sun coming up. And just a little peak of sunshine came out. And you know what it was? A little baby turd. So I'm like, okay, we're getting somewhere. But it's not one of those turds that, you know, you can just swing back and forth and it drops. No, this motherfucker was hard as, I don't know why the only thing I think is hard is a penis, but no, it was so hard. Oh my God, my dad is calling me right now. That is so awkward. So I am sitting on the toilet with a half of a turd sticking, like imagine just like a mini sized carrot, like a chode penis coming out of my asshole. And it is so hard. I am sweating balls, texting Tyler saying like, this is the way I'm going to go. God's going to take me. It is what it is. I love you. It was nice being with you. Thanks for not proposing. Goodbye. And then the light shut off at the gym. So I am sitting in the bathroom stall, soaking wet with half of a chode out of my butthole. So like the adult woman I am, I put my feet up and try to hide because the turd was not going anywhere. It was not leaving. It wanted to live in my butthole. I was freaking out. So the manager, who I'm like cool with, she's like, okay, guys, the gym's closing. I put my feet up so fast, but she heard me, like she's not an idiot. And I'm acting like I'm in kindergarten and I'm like, oh my God. So I had to pull up my pants with the turd still inside. Okay. And I wear tight pants. So yep. I drive with the turd in my pants to CVS. I get a laxative, the magnesium, I think it's called like, whatever. It's a liquid laxative that I had to drink one time. I think I told you guys before that I had 16 pounds stuck in my stomach after Tulum. But that's a whole different story. That's a whole different shit story, let's be real. But I knew what to do. I got Miramax and I got the liquid laxative. So I finally get home. The turd decides to exit. Thank God that one's gone. I chugged the laxative, the liquid laxative, in maybe 0.5 seconds. I think you're supposed to drink it like slowly within an hour. But yeah, I'm not one to follow the rules, if you know what I mean. I mean, if you know me. So I chug that shit and then I take a shot of Miramax. I don't even think it's called Miramax. I think it's Miralax. Yeah, what am I saying? I think Miramax is like a movie production company. Okay, anyways. So I get home. I was freaking out. Nothing was, so it's usually supposed to hit you, the liquid laxative, in 4 hours. I was up till 4 a.m. Nothing was coming out, but I was having, my stomach was, I looked like I was pregnant. I was freaking out. So then I start getting into that Google hole. You know, when you get into that Google hole and then you think that you have all these problems when you really don't, and then you just start going crazy. Like I was Googling like, why do I have veins in my right stomach? And it's like, you have like a hernia, and I'm like, a herniated disc. I don't even know what that means. Or like your liver is failing. I don't know. I was freaking out. And then I think I wasn't pooping. So then I just kept throwing up because I think I was just having anxiety. I was like, oh my God, if I am pregnant, No, because right before I went to Mykonos, I was off my birth control for 7 days because Walgreens decided to tell me that they needed to have the doctor co-sign it when I've been on it since I was 19, bitch. So I was off of it for 7 days. So I was, and Tyler's dumbass, who's 33 years old, doesn't know how to pull out. So he came at me. So I'm freaking out. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. Because I wasn't pooping. Like, I was just throwing up. And I didn't get my period. So I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to tell Tracy Waters? My sister's already having a baby. I mean, and then I'm thinking positively. I'm like, okay, maybe this is a good thing that I'm pregnant, because my sister and I can have babies at the same time and they could grow up together and be best friends and cousins. And I'm like, Alexis, calm the fuck down. So, but I'm the type of person, if I start thinking things, I need to take action. So I drive to a 24-hour CVS, definitely not a Walgreens. Fuck you, Walgreens. No, I'm kidding. Girls Night Gang, do I have a game changer for you? Do I ever let you down? Do I ever let you down? I mean, sometimes, but like not this time, okay? So listen up, ladies. So during quarantine, some people were binge watching Tiger King. Some people were doing TikTok dances all day long, but not me, folks. I was learning how to cook. Yep, that's right. The worst person in the world in the kitchen, aka me, has stepped it up a notch. And my mother, Tracy Waters, who can probably win Top Chef on Bravo, that's how good of a cook she is. Well, sorry, hate to break it to you, Mom, but there's a new chef in town ready to take your crown thanks to Green Chef. So my boyfriend and I do not work 9-to-5 jobs. So we are constantly working 24/7, 7 days a week. We are entrepreneurs, baby. We are hustling till we get to the billions. You know what I'm saying? Green Chef is perfect for our lifestyle because we're always on the go. So this is perfect because when we come home, we already have a meal there ready to be made. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, so premium ingredients like organic veggies and high-quality proteins are a given.
Eating well is easier than ever with satisfying home-cooked dinners and options that work around your lifestyle, not the other way around. Green Chef has so many different types of recipes to choose from, so it was so difficult for me to choose. But of course, the honey citrus glazed meatballs caught my eye real quick because you know I'm from Jersey and I love me some meatballs. And it was so good because even though Tyler didn't lift one finger to help me, it was a good bonding experience because we've been so busy with work, like I said before. And it was just a very romantic night in. Me, Tyler, and some honey citrus glazed meatballs. So Girls Night Gang, all you have to do is go to greenchef.com/night100 and use code night100 to get $100 off, including free shipping. Once again, that's greenchef.com/night100 and use code night100 to get $100 off, including free shipping. You guys will not be disappointed. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well.
I go to CVS. I buy every single pregnancy test there is. It is 4 o'clock in the morning, okay? Still haven't pooped, just threw up maybe 50 times. I buy every pregnancy test, the clear blue, the pink one, I don't know, the CVS brand, every single one I bought. I go to the checkout where like you scan the items, the self-checkout. Of course it says, please see cashier. I'm like, okay, alrighty then. He's like, I'll just take you over here. I'm like, no, I could just use a different card. He's like, no, I think your chip isn't like working. I'm like, of course it's not. So I literally just drop maybe 20 pregnancy tests on the counter. And he's like, so how's your night going? I'm like, motherfucker, scan the pregnancy test and let me go home. How do you think my night is going, sir? No, I was just taking my. He was a very nice man, but I just was taking out my anger on him. But like, let's use some common sense here. I'm here at 4 a.m. buying 20 pregnancy tests. And you're going to ask me how my night is? Clearly not the best. So drive my ass home. This is now hour 8 without going to the bathroom. All of a sudden, I go to pee on the pregnancy test. Out comes my period and out comes a waterfall. And once that happened, not only did I spend $200 on pregnancy tests, I literally got my period while I was peeing on the stick, and then, hallelujah, the waterfall of toxins started flying out of my body, and I was saved. It was a full-blown outer body experience. I felt as if Jesus lifted me up into the sky and I was on some acid trip. I don't even know. I felt like I was an LSD. Like I was not in my body. I am so sorry if you are disgusted by this story, but I am real. This is a girls' night. No boys allowed. So judge me all you want, but I hate to break it to you. Everybody poops. Everybody does it. Queen Elizabeth poops. Michael Jordan poops. Kim Kardashian poops. Oh, now I'm envisioning Kim Kardashian pooping, and I don't know how I feel about it because she's a huge butt. Huge booty. Huge booty hole. But no, my booty hole is really small. I mean, not after that night, but anyways. But I took the laxative so late that it went over to the next day. And the next day I went to get a IV because I am smart, and I was so dehydrated from flushing every, I probably, the things that came out of me, I probably was, I'm not even lying, probably was a Chuck E. Cheese pizza that I ate when I was in kindergarten, a Twizzler from the movies that I had in on my seventh grade date with a boyfriend. Everything that I ever had in my life came out of my body. So the smart gal that I am, booked an IV for the next morning, but I was still a volcano erupting, if you know what I mean. So I told the sweet nurse that I need to be 5 feet away from a bathroom at all times. And usually when I go get IVs there, we like to chat and stuff. And I was just giving her a slight warning that it might smell a little bit in the air from a hole in my body that I couldn't control. So it would be best for you, nurse woman, to maybe just let me be alone, okay? So that was my aftermath. And you would have never known. I did the podcast. I was thriving. And then, nope, my body went to a place where I never want to go back. But that whole weekend, I relaxed, I recharged, I drank so much water, I got IVs, I ate good, I rested, even though I have ADHD, I was kind of freaking out. And then I was crying because, like, I think everything was just coming out of my body. I was crying so much because Tyler, you know how Tyler had his shoulder surgery to play golf this summer. Well, golf is back in action. Clearly, he's at the golf course right now. And we got back from a 20-day Mykonos trip, and he thought it was a great idea for the following weekend to book a trip to Cabo with 10 guys to golf. And that weekend, I was hysterical crying that he was leaving me, which is very out of the ordinary for me because I am an independent woman. Okay? So when Tyler is gone, I like being alone. I like to watch my trash TV. I like to watch Real Housewives. I am invested in Love Island right now. Don't judge me. I love it. I'm all about it. Sorry, Bachelor in Paradise. I was going to do a recap on it. I couldn't get through 5 minutes. Ugh, I'm so sorry. I appreciate Bachelor Nation. I love Bachelor Nation, but I don't know. I mean, we only saw one episode, so I have to maybe give it time, but I'm a Love Island gal right now. So I got back on, that was a full weekend. It was a pretty shitty weekend, no pun intended. But then Monday, my dumbass, thinking that I'm like maybe 50% emotionally, physically, mentally okay, I decide to schedule my next exam for real estate. So I'm getting my real estate license, if you guys didn't know, Girls Night Gang, because Tyler flips houses. So I am going to sell them once I pass my real estate exam. But after I had this shitty weekend, I literally went into study hermit Adderall mode. And you know what Adderall does? Makes you shit even more. So my asshole hated me, to say the least. But so that whole week, I was studying. I had my exam that following Thursday, and I passed, motherfuckers. And I was so just drained men, because I'm not that, I'm horrible at taking tests, but I have really good memory. And I've been really taking this real estate course seriously because I think I can really thrive. And Tracy Waters, my mother, would be so proud of her daughter, aka her favorite daughter, me, because she is the number one real estate agent in New Jersey. That is a fact that she created and told everybody, but it's not true. But anyways, so I'm really excited to get my real estate license, but yeah. So that Thursday I passed and I was so excited. And that night, Jesse James Decker, who I am obsessed with, was opening up her Kitnish store in Dallas. And once I passed the exam, I was just like, I want to go to sleep. Tyler's not here. I just want to watch Love Island and lay in bed and maybe take a weed gummy. I don't know. But I already had my friend that was really excited to go. So I was like, fuck it, whatever. I'll just go. When I tell you I go into this, into Kitnish with my, I was physically there, mentally, not at all. But I walked straight up to Jesse James Decker because when I was on The Bachelor, she tweeted at me and said, I want to be best friends with Chart Girl. So I went straight up to Jesse James Decker and I said, hey, bitch, you tweeted one time and said, I want to be best friends with Chart Girl. And here I am. Talk is cheap. So let's be best friends, bitch. And she was so cool, so nice. She was literally up to my boobs. She is so small and tiny, and her boobs are huge, and she was so sweet. The Kitnish opening was so much fun. My dumb ass went out after. We were taking shots of tequila at like a taco diner. I have no idea. But yeah, so that was an eventful week. But that is also, and I know this, I hate having excuses, but that is the reasoning why I'm so behind on getting content for the Instagram, getting the YouTube up and running. I need to be more active with you guys because I know Girls Night with Alexis Waters is not just about me. It's about us. It's about our community and us just being weird, fun girls that feel safe together. I want you to DM me if you have this similar story because I know you poop too. So, you know, I just want to let you guys know I'm real. I'm as real as it gets. I don't care what anybody thinks. And I hope you guys don't either because life is way better when you don't let other people's opinions affect you. But I truly believe in this podcast so much, and I am going to do the best that I can to entertain you guys, make you feel so comfortable. I just want to really make you guys laugh, and I'm going to have so many new guests on, hopefully. I mean, this week was just a weird week. I don't know if it was this, I mean, talking about last week. Last week, I don't know what, I think Mercury was in retrograde. I don't know. I just blame everything on that. But not one thing was going my way. And also, I run Hoop Nation by Alexis all by myself. I have no help with anything. I do everything on my own. So I have a lot on my plate. But when I commit to something, I commit 100%. So even with Raven leaving, like, I was so scared to do this on my own because I was like, okay, first of all, everybody loves Raven. Literally, people would come up to me after The Bachelor and be like, oh my God, it's Raven, because we both have long, dark hair. And then when they would turn around, when I would turn around, they'd be like, oh, like their faces were so disappointed it wasn't Raven. So I was so nervous to do this on my own, but I believed in myself that I can do this on my own. And I hope that you guys are sticking with me and believing in me, and we can take this I can't wait to do live shows and go party and take tequila shots and do live podcasts, have you guys come on. I need to be more active with you guys, and that is my bad. But no, I think the lesson that I learned this week, I'm going to leave the turd talk alone. But I just want to let you guys know that I am just figuring out life. Like, I'm having these past 2 weeks, just with starting the podcast on my own, starting a whole new career path with real estate, having my hoop business boom again after being so down on COVID. Like, everything has just been a roller coaster, but I am so committed to the Girls Night Gang. You have no idea. I just want to read you a little quote. I don't know if this is corny or whatever, but I don't care. I'm going to say it because I really believe it, and I think you guys will like it. A positive mindset and consistent action will usually get you where you want to be. But if you don't truly believe in your own abilities, then you'll lack motivation to commit 100% to your ambitions. The first sign to any setback, and you'll be tempted to quit. You must believe in yourself even if others don't. Remember, their motivations may not be genuine if they are critical. They may not want you to succeed because they are envious or scared of losing you. Don't get bogged down by negativity, baby. Raven and I obviously are still best friends, love her to death. I was terrified, but you know what? I believed in myself and I knew I could do it. I literally went from my horror poop story to a motivational talk. This is me. So take me as I am or unsubscribe. But no, just don't leave me. But no. Monday, take this Monday by the balls and believe in yourself and do anything that you set your mind. If you set your mind to do something, you can do anything. It's all the power of the mind. You have to have a good mindset. I believe that I can do anything I set my mind to. So I want you guys to have that mindset too, because the world would be a better place. And just be a good fucking person. Like, don't be an internet troll or just like a hate. Like, don't spread. When I get comments on Instagram, I'm going on a rant. I'm sorry. When I get comments on Instagram, when people are saying like, I look like a man with boobs or you're ugly. Like, I just say, thank you. Because life is so much easier when you spread love and not hate. I mean, obviously, I have my Jersey days where I'm like, I want to go back at them. But overall, I've come to the conclusion that you don't know where whatever that person is going through is 10 times worse. We don't know what they're going through, but clearly it's not good if they're trying to take someone else down. So I've learned to just spread love, and that's what I want you guys to do as well. And we're going to end with one ADHD thought, because what would a girl's not be without an ADHD thought with Alexis? And no reactions, because I have Spencer Pratt was the guest this week, and he's just hanging with his hummingbirds and crystals, but he will come on and I will call him out on it, and you better believe I will. So ADHD thought, first of all, I have never heard of Shein, the website, the clothing website. Why hasn't anybody told me about this website? It is literally The sizing is kind of off, but I'm not even lying. I spent $200. I think I got 35 things, and the clothes are exactly like, I mean, some are cheap material, but I love it. Like, I am a Shein. Oh my God, I just got a Shein. Can my phone hear me? I just got a Shein notification. That is weird. That's weird, man. But if you guys don't know, Shein.com is the shit, literally. Okay, I need, okay, no more shit talk. I'm sorry, but Shein has so many cute clothes for, I'm not even lying, $6. I got all my Mykonos outfits from Shein. I spent $200. I think I got like 55 items. And the return policy is amazing. So if it doesn't fit you, which you have to really check the sizing, but it is a game changer. I'm not going to the mall no more. Shein was just the, like, I, my style right now is a vibrant boss ass bitch with a side of ho-ness. Okay, now, like, my brain's getting all over the place. But, yeah, Shein is a website. Party Smart is the magical pills. Guys, I think I'm getting sponsored. So, therefore, we are getting sponsored. And that's it, guys. I love you guys. I am going to do better. I want you to do better. I want you to start this week off strong. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I know it was... I had a shitty week, to say the least, okay? But it's a new week, baby, and I love you guys. Make sure to follow at Girls Night Hangout. Please DM me. Tell me what you thought. Please leave a nice review. If you like me, keep listening. If you don't, go somewhere else. But I love you, Girls Night gang. Thank you for listening. I'm okay. I'm alive. I found you. I actually saw Jesus from the toilet bowl, but it's all good. Make sure to follow at @AlexisWaters_, at @HoopNationByAlexis. I have so many new arrivals, and at Girls Night Hangout once again. And I love you, Girls Night gang. See you next week.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.